Anyway, long story. Jim Harris, I apologize. Pat wouldn't let me just ask one simple question so we can move on. He's very rude today. How are you?
I think he hung up.
See, now you made Jim mad. Oh, what?
Talking to me?
Yep. When I say Jim, that's you, babe. You're the only one.
No, I'm sorry. I just didn't hear you click me on.
Well, no. We got sidetracked because Pat was so rudely interrupting my simple question, Justin Moore.
It was a good question.
Yeah, I want to know what time is beer time, Jim Harris? That's all I want to know.
Anytime.
What are you drinking these days? You're a beer connoisseur. What's your beer choice?
Kind,
I knew you were going to say that, but no. What else?
I like Shock Top.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I found a new one. I'm going to try to remember what the name of this is. I picked it up. It's Vera de Acadia or something.
All
it's,
right.
Is it from Louisiana?
It's down in Cajun
good
country.
Job.
It's
good job.
A good beer. I think some of the places around here must be carrying it now. I mean, I'm talking about the restaurants because I was able to pick it up at a bottle store.
I had a fat can of wheat beer, this new Schlafly wheat beer that's delicious.
Yeah, that's good. I like all of theirs. We did this pig roast or hog roast a few weeks ago.
You cooked a pig in the ground, you get some beer on ice, all your rowdy friends came over that night?
This guy is going down in my book.
Had,
intern is going low.
And Schlafly was one of the sponsors or co-sponsors, and they brought a lot of their beers down. They had several. I say down. I look at them as being from St. Louis, but they're, of course, available here. But
Jim, what are we talking about?
Beer.
Oh.
I'm talking about we had a hog roast. The Arkansas Times sponsored a deal.
Thanks for the invite, Big A.
You were invited. Everybody was invited. I think you were out of town. It was the same weekend as the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I was out of town.
It was cool. It was the week before y'all's big shindig.
It was the Arkansas Times?
Yeah, Arkansas Times at the Hall.
I've always wanted to meet those folks.
And a week later, y'all did the Buzzbecue, I think.
Jim, how many teams do you think in the last 30 years have won an NBA championship?
I don't know. I thought y'all said only eight. I can name them, I think, without looking. Have they already been named? Have you already done from eight?
Justin, Justin took a painfully 25 minutes to name them all.
I thought I did pretty well. I got seven off the top of my head. Why don't you bite me? Why are you all over me today?
I didn't hear that. I was parking, but I'm going to say Boston in 84, the Lakers 85, Boston 86, Lakers 87, Lakers 88, Pistons 89 and 90, Bulls 91, 92, 93, Houston 94, 95, Bulls again, 96, 97, 98. Then I stopped following NBA.
Jim, do this for me. Say, say 9 o'clock, date with Iris. Definitely. Yeah, love the NBA.
I'm betting cards.
Basketball.
I'm going to New Orleans. I'm going to the
Go Pelicans.
I'm going to count cards.
Yeah, you're impressive. Speaking of,
and then how many NFL teams won the Super Bowl? We named them all.
You said
15. Yeah, nobody has three-peated. I heard y'all talking about that. However, Green Bay won three straight NFL championships. They were the champions the year before the combined Super Bowl. So they kind of three-peated in a way.
Yeah, Bart Starr, God bless him.
But nobody's three-peated since. I guess the Steelers looked like they might have been somebody that could have done it, but the Cowboys had a chance. They won, three out of 5 years? Isn't that what it was? I think out of five
I think Justin said the Patriots, New England Patriots, probably had the best chance. They won 3 out of 4.
They won 3 out of 4, and they've also lost a few.
They're 500.
I know, but they've been there. I mean,
they're
500
in the last 30 years. They're 500, big deal. Except for the
Broncos had a maybe been a little better, they could have won 4 in a row. Instead, they lost 4 in a row.
What are they, 2 and 4 all time?
The Buffalo Bills.
They're 0-4. The Vikings are 0-4.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are – how many – have the Chiefs ever won one?
Chiefs are 1-1.
Okay, they
not
lost
– in the last 30 years, according to the information.
They haven't played.
No, they haven't been since 72 or whatever it was – or 70.
Whenever they won.
They won the Super Bowl 5.
They lost the first one to –
lost Super Bowl one, or it wasn't even called the Super Bowl. It was the
big game.
AFL-NFL championship game.
All right, let's move on. Bad news out of the world of baseball for the University of Arkansas. Arkansas pitcher Chris Oliver, according to Tom Murphy on Twitter, and I'm sure everybody else has picked this up by now. Released from the Washington...
Sorry, is that coming over?
No.
Is that a police?
No, Jim's
sorry.
At the...
I'm at the police station. I'm sorry. Chris and I are celebrating the end of the season.
Okay, let me start over. Arkansas pitcher Chris Oliver being bailed out at this hour by Jim Harris of Sporting Life, Arkansas. Anyway, arrested 6:26. Here's the thing, though, man. Oh, he was released at 6:26 a.m. I'm like, bro, if you got arrested at 6:26, you had a long night bender. Here's the thing. I'm not saying that I haven't been out and about after a long night at 6:26, but I ain't been behind the wheel of a car at that hour.
Mm.
Posted a $1,075 bond on DWIRS. That seems a bit excessive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
July 11th court date.
Fayetteville, you know. Mm. They're
he's going to be a what? First, second, maybe second rounder in this week's Major League Baseball draft?
He's looked at as a second round pick.
Wow. That's impressive.
Still?
It's a shame if they're going to. Yeah, oh, yeah. Come on.
I don't know. Sorry for asking the question.
Here's how this goes. They don't vet like the NFL does. They go like this. They go, about the DUI. You got one? You drank too much and drove? Yeah. You still throw 95? Yeah. Okay, we're good. Second round, babe. You're in.
Hey, liquor and baseball players, come on.
Thank you.
Beer.
Like peas and carrots, Jim.
Oh, guys, come on.
You know,
I don't mean to diminish, but it's still.
At some point in time, Fayetteville is going to have to come up to the level of the other SEC towns and only arrest guys.
Careful.
If they crack people over the head. That's
Jim. Or what about if they're, here's the thing, if they're drunk, burning a doobie and doing donuts in a parking lot, I'm okay with them taking them downtown.
Yeah, that's okay there. But, I mean, if it's just a minor little DWI.
Well, there's nothing minor about DWIs. I know you're saying that tongue-in-cheek, but look, that's a pretty dumb thing, though, with all that's on the line right now. And, I mean, it's never an okay time to drink and drive. But, boy, you think you got a lot of money coming your way, bro. Your signing bonus is going to be maybe seven figures, certainly high six figures. Could you maybe call a cab? I don't know.
They'll think differently after yesterday.
They have cabs in Fayetteville. They will pick you up. They will take you from the place you were imbibing. And
I'm lucky. You know, this is true, and you could do this in Fayetteville, too. It'd be a little more expensive, probably. I never lived outside of walking distance from the bar district in college.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always lived in walking distance.
Right.
That made it really easy. It's really hard to get a DWI if you never get behind the wheel of a car.
It's a life changer.
No, but then you get a public drunk. There've been
But that's minor. I mean, Ryan Mallett even got one of those. That's no big deal. I mean,
walking down the street drunk. See, the thing is, now, I mean, you can chastise me for saying this, but and hey, if the guy blew more than a .08, hey, guilty. But or I mean, whatever. But it sure does seem like the law. Johnny Law is looking to put people in the back seat.
I'm okay with it for DWI. Here's my thing. I've never heard of anybody being bumped into by a drunk kid walking down Dixon Street and being killed. Almost sure that that's why I never get bent out of shape about people with public intox. It's like, okay. And
you're hurting yourself.
Yeah, I'm like, look, you're not hurting anybody else. I mean, that's my deal. So it's if you want,
well,
you
know, it's a shame for him.
Yeah,
especially coming in light of he had a great finish to his season. I mean, it was pretty good.
He had
a
gutsy performance on Friday. Man.
I will tell
you
this: I don't know if my kids will drink when they come of age. I'm pretty sure they won't.
I think they got in their genes.
I mean, look, it is what it is. But my point is,
they're going to be asking Pat to buy them. But
No. But I'm telling. Well, he better say no. Look, I'm gonna stab his other eye.
I wouldn't do it.
The one that's good that he didn't lose for interrupting me. No, but here's the thing. I will say this, and I'm not. I would never encourage. You know, and I don't think any parents want to encourage their kids to drink, but I think there are parents that realize there are certain kids in your family that are going to. I got one that I don't think will probably ever drink. I got one that I think, you know, may. Who knows? But the point is, if you can put your kids in a college campus area where they've got if they're going to do that kind of stuff.
Keep them safe. And,
I just, you know, if you can keep them close to campus where.
That's what we call planning ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that shouldn't be one of your high priorities when you're trying to position your kid at college, but I'm just saying it's and some schools it's easier. I mean, the campus is all sort of, you know, combined, and it's very close knit, and it's, you know, from a geographic standpoint, it'd be easy to do. But anyway, I would think Fayetteville would be one.
I don't know how you'll be. I don't know. I mean, everybody to their own. But I would like my kid to be at a campus that, heck, he wouldn't even need a car. I don't even want him driving.
I agree.
I don't want him out with five buddies, you know, drinking out in the country and driving on a bad, you know, late at night. I mean, that just scares me just to even think about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but anyway, back to Chris Oliver. Great season for him and a great season really for the Razorbacks considering where they were predicted before the season. I think they I know as the year went on, we had higher expectations, as typically Razorback fans tend to do, but I think the objective people outside of Arkansas did not expect Arkansas to do as well as they ended up doing. They weren't good enough to beat Virginia. That's obvious. It wasn't even close, so we don't have to think, man, if only a hit here or, you know, that hit there. It just wasn't even close. But Arkansas was, you know, I mean, clearly the second best team out there. Liberty and you know, Bucknell weren't a match for them, really. I mean, the Liberty game was tight the first night because Liberty had a great starter. You're seeing what happens with only two SEC teams advancing, and I hope you're going to want to talk about this. You get in these short series, and if you have one dominant pitcher, that's fine, but you're probably going to run up against a team that has at least one really ace pitcher.
Right.
And I think that's what's kind of happened. And it turned out that LSU's third and fourth pitchers were suspect, and it cost them. Some people are saying, well, they put too much emphasis in, you know, winning the SEC tournament. I don't buy that. I mean, I don't think that's what beat them. I think that they...
Hey, you still have a normal rotation. I mean, you're not playing again until Friday. I don't understand why everybody freaks out about that. It's like your last game at the latest is Sunday in the conference tournament, and you don't play again until Friday.
I mean, you know, Coach Manieri, Paul Manieri, whatever, said yesterday's game, last night's game, they lose 12-2 to Houston, was just about as poorly a pitched game as he's ever seen. I mean, he just kind of told it like it was. His guys didn't do it, and he didn't have Nola. He had Nola for one start. Now, I'm kind of wondering, had they gone with Nola to start the deal, they might could have brought him back for a few innings today, but they saved him for the second game against Houston, which they feared was going to be a lot tougher than Sela, Southeastern Louisiana. Let's face it, Southeastern Louisiana nearly got them. They were up 4-3 in the eighth inning. So, I mean, I think in the grand scheme of things, baseball has a lot of parity in college baseball. There's a lot of talent spread all over, and a bunch of these lesser teams like Kennesaw State.
Yeah, how about that?
We saw them coming, but all these
obviously
teams
not Bama.
From Liberty on down have a pretty good number one pitcher that can, you know, throw a heck of a game on a given night. And then Houston, you look at their record, they're nothing. I mean, they're not a slouch team to begin with. People were talking about them maybe hosting a regional at one point, and then it turns out they're not even going to host the sub-regional because Texas is Texas.
College of Charleston advanced out over in Gainesville. And let's see, that was another surprise. Lafayette did get out after a game one loss, so they were able to play their way back through and win their home regional there, and they'll be, of course, hosting a super as well. And
you know, Oregon State lost. They were the number one seed overall, and they get beat at home.
Hmm.
Yeah, LSU loses at home.
Catch that.
UC Irvine beat them. It's amazing.
It was late last night, and Irvine beat them 4-2.
Wasn't the pitcher always the great equalizer, right? If you got one good one.
Well, it seems like. I mean, baseball is. I mean, you can get through a tournament. I mean, basketball to me, in college basketball, at some point, don't you guys think that to really determine a national championship in college basketball, they'll someday maybe go to at least a best two out of three? instead of it one and done? Or do you think
in baseball?
Happen in
you
our
mean
life?
In the regional gym?
I mean, like college basketball set up to where it's not a one and done.
Oh,
thing
basketball!
I don't think they're getting the national champion. I mean, I'm saying baseball. There's nothing to winning. You know, anybody can win a couple of games when you've got an ace pitcher. And
yeah, but typically when you get to the eight that are left in Omaha, you've got you don't have a whole lot of surprises.
I mean, that's what
typically makes
a team.
Although UCA
is the fact that they don't have just one or even just two, but they do have a solid three.
Back to Arkansas for a second is that, to me, the funny thing about them was the big question marks were was the pitching staff because of all the losses off of last year's team, and that was really the strength of the team by far, not close.
Yeah.
They had some injuries to some, Wise wasn't healthy all year, and, of course, Baxendale came on, and he wasn't healthy for part of the year either, and they got to figure out how to get, You got a couple guys that
aren't even playing in the tournament.
Yeah, they got a couple catching options there for next year. I'm not sure what they'll do. Maybe they move one of them to first base. But
Gosser did a fine job in his limited time out there. He's from North Little Rock, mm-hmm. and I mean, there's some Arkansas-born guys. You see more of them now.
Yeah.
On the Razorbacks than we used to see back in the day.
Hey, we were talking about the struggles with football yesterday with some of the college coaches in Arkansas and Central Arkansas specifically, but certainly they are turning out their share of college baseball players, which is good to see.
Oh, they sure are, and certainly Zach Jackson, although he took that loss Sunday night, showed a lot of moxie, as Pat would say, and a really good fastball, and will probably be one of the ace pitchers next year. I guess they'll lose Beeks. They'll lose Oliver, I believe. I don't have my roster in front of me, but anybody that's a junior, probably that's that good, will be going out. But they'll have some good arms again. I think they'll work things up with Posch. Has a lot of talent, Colin Posch. And, I think Arkansas will always be competitive under Van Horn. The thing I think this program needs to do, though, and something that's hurt them in the last couple of years, is just clean things up. I mean, this was an error-prone team a lot. They had a guy at shortstop that made some phenomenal plays on non-routine plays and then botched a few routine plays, talking about Michael Bernal, but he still made all-tournament in Charlottesville. But think about even the Bucknell game. They won it 10-0, but Arkansas was not clean in that game. They made three errors. You would think the errors were probably on Bucknell, but as it turned out, Arkansas was the one making the errors still, even into the regional. And I think when you've got a team that doesn't hit that well and you're giving extra at-bats to the opponent, I mean, it puts so much more pressure on your pitching staff. But, well, those relievers did a great job for the most part, and I think there'll be better days ahead. They had a heck of a recruiting class that'll be coming in, and if everybody, at least if most of them come in and don't sign contracts, so things are looking up.
It'll be nice to see them get some dominant offense. It'll be fun. But
wouldn't it be nice to see them get, not have to bat two or three guys that are below the Mendoza line, basically, the 200 line. I mean, as good as a catcher as Jake Wise is, it's just unfathomable that he would only be batting 150. I mean, that doesn't bode well for him getting drafted if he's not a hit. I mean, a catcher's got to also be able to, drive in some runs and, put the bat on the ball successfully a few times.
Jim, I want to ask you about the NBA playoffs or finals, but Dan has a question about baseball. Dan, go ahead. Dan gave up. Jim, who do you like in the NBA finals? That was easy.
I like San Antonio. I think that Miami is going to win, but it's like everybody was joking around the other day. It's like everybody became a San Antonio fan. I guess that's true. Everybody hates the Heat.